Transmitting our stories by word of mouth does not possess archival permanence. Survival is visibility. Fool's gold is all the sugar cane held. Its sweetness rots the root of the tooth, the root of the tree, the root of the creation. She holds it in her black hand, the same hand which rested upon my arm when we knew each other only vaguely. She knew that what she needed could not come from only one friend. There in a cold northern city, transported to an institution which cared little for her beauty or her talent or her sightfulness. There she glimpsed other travellers on the same blood-red road, some she recognised from travellers at home, some their place of origin she could only guess at. No dog tags or fiery stamps were visible to the casual glance, and any encounter more intimate than that put both the viewer and the viewed at risk. Risk. Slaughter lay a trail of bones from the Gold Coast to the East Coast, the South Coast to the Caribbean, and other lines of transportation between. Those bones calcified the ocean bed, which now reeks with the effluent of post-industrial carnage. Layered over carnage, fool's gold, that's all it is. Too many fools, too little time. For sugar in your tea and a maid to sleep at the foot of your bed, for silks to wear on your translucent, greenly shimmering flesh, and a maid to service your husband when you are too tired to engage in your conjugal rites. For gold to wear on your bosom, and a maid to tell you that you are beautiful, although your wig reeks and is infested with lice. For right to possess the last unicorn's horn, and a maid bought at auction to service your motherly duties. For these things you have laid your dignity in the mud of history, and we shall not forget. For sugar in your tea, and a maid to sit for your portraits. For gold to wear at your bosom, and a maid whose image you shall have painted out of your family portrait when the presence has become a taint, not a gilding. Slaughter again lays a trail of bones, only this time its marrow lies in crack and man-made viruses, no act of God. Whoever said free, free at last, was an optimist, and we don't need optimists. Centuries later, we can look at a black and white print of a young man too soon dead. On the dust jacket of a book, we can read his words, we can feel a tear drop like that self-same piece of fool's gold she holds in her hand. She does not dance, this black Madonna, not framed within a viewfinder. She dances only truly in private, so often alone. She will no longer dance with you as she has done before. History may repeat, but she knows the truth of the ingot she holds, and she will pass it to the next eager player in the game, like a dice in the gamble for life or death. For her, this is not a problem, for she shall tear this dress to ribbons, then burn the horsehair upon her head, and dance like another unknown sister sang, in full knowledge of her beauty. It takes not a photograph to tell us that she does not need us. It takes only a breath to know that no one could hold her if she wished to rise like Nike upon her winged heels and take off to fly with the grace of an ibis off around the world to other spaces, other places beyond the predictable. Her knowledge now is too great for even us, her elders, to contain.